This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's time for a Bent News Update. I'm Ray Kube.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Ben.
You must get
Bent. A little twisted out of the gate with Bent News this week, Marcus. I got a note from a friend who ran into Joe Perry, and he had indicated there might be tour dates coming. And now the band themselves are teasing, if you will, the prospect of what some are calling a farewell tour called Peace Out. So,
I hope they're able to health-wise do a farewell tour, because it would be nice to see them go out on their terms, their way.
If anybody deserves it, it's the boys out of Boston.
Indeed.
It's time for Ray and Marcus to go to the movies. Woohoo!
I am so stoked to see the Little Richard documentary, because it is going to shake some shit up. I guarantee you it's going to make people uncomfortable. Little Richard is one of the progenitors, if not the king of rock and roll.
I always call him the architect. Call everybody else what you want, but he set the mold and made it dirty. And the origin of Tutti Frutti, quite a dicey tale itself, will be told in all its quote-unquote X-rated glory. Go see it and take a friend. Now, if we're going to go together, Marcus, to see the next movie that we're talking about, we're going to need to go to England.
Only place you can see it?
In the UK, starting May 15th. I hadn't heard about this. It's the story of Syd Barrett and Pink Floyd in a documentary. We've told the tale in our Imbalance History episode about Pink Floyd and the early origins and Syd's role in it. Now you get to see the story told on film by the people who were there.
This is a must-see, and it looks like it's going to be in North America from June on, so we will get a chance to see it either in the theaters or, of course, streaming.
You get the popcorn, I'll get the licorice, and I'll meet you in the third row from the back.
Deal.
Dan and Patrick have been busy, and now we know what's going on with the Black Keys. Apparently, they went to Nashville to do a little work with one of their friends, Beck, and once they got started, they got on a roll and did a lot of the work for the album with him. And so far, another guest musician has been identified, Noel Gallagher of Oasis. So, will there be others?
The Black Keys, with these cats going on tour in support of an album, would be an absolutely wild show.
I don't think anybody's talking about a tour yet, but man, I like where you're going, bro. Before you get too worked up, buddy, let me tell you, the album won't be out till 2024.
I know.
Shaking shit up as they always do when it comes to ticket sales, Pearl Jam announcing a short U.S. tour, and I love the fact that you can only buy the ticket once. Non-transferable electronic tickets is the way of the future to keep control in the hands of the bands and the fans where it belongs.
Kudos to Pearl Jam for trying something like this. And hopefully we find big success with that. And hopefully the concert promoters jump on board with this as well.
Two dates in St. Paul, August and September. Two in Chicago, Indianapolis, Fort Worth, and Austin. Let's see how it goes. I like it. Roger Waters, who had shows canceled in Germany, had said he would go to court and has won and will put on his Frankfurt concert planned for May 28, Marcus.
I'm glad that he's able to play. I disagree with a lot of his beliefs and a lot of his statements. He still makes good music that excites people and people want to see his music, so as long as he doesn't get too carried away with his craziness and push for violence or anything like that, I'm cool. He can say what he says. And one thing about Germany is that you're not allowed to publicly state Nazi racist ideology or do things like the Hail sign or anything like that. And an American a few years back found out when he did that, he got beaten up by a bunch of Germans, called the cops, and the cops laughed at him. So you don't do stuff like that. And Roger Waters hasn't broken any of those types of laws in Germany, so he should be able to play.
And I don't think he's crossed those lines in other shows either. To be continued. Well, they're getting ready to launch things at the Sphere in Vegas in September. U2 now revealing more details, and this is an aspect that I find interesting, Marcus. 160,000 speakers in this immersive experience. They say it's headphone sound without the headphones. Oh my.
Wow. I'm excited for this venue, but will we need earbuds? Will it be that loud? How is it going to go? Like, those are the questions that are rolling through my brain.
Relax, bro. It's immersive.
And weed is legal in Vegas.
The Motorhead camp has announced that the Live at Montreux Jazz Festival 2007 album is going to be released on June 16th. Never before, Marcus. And I just think of Lemmy and the boys at the jazz festival.
Jazz speed metal. Sounds good.
Get it in all forms where you get your music. Alice Cooper now getting ready to re-release two of their all-time albums in special deluxe form. Killer and School's Out, two albums which absorbed a good chunk of my teenage years, are the first two to get the special treatment. The two CD, three LP sets out June 9th. If you know about the Freddie Mercury story, and so many do because of the movie, partially, Marcus, Mary Austin was his best friend in life. And now she's going to sell off Fred's stuff. It can't have been an easy decision for her, but eventually you need the closets. You know what I'm saying?
I'm surprised that this stuff hadn't gone to auction a little sooner, as she's getting older, and I'm just surprised that it hadn't happened sooner, and I'm curious to see what some of these really special items are.
There's no listing yet, but you know they're going to be in detail. You know, Marcus, sometimes AI really chaps my ass. I know it has positive applications, but I'm starting to get really tired of people thinking that it can replace creativity. Somebody who called themselves a Beach Boys fan took the band's Smile album, which was unfinished by all accounts, and used AI to complete the tracks. I haven't listened to it. I don't want to hear it. And I think it's an abomination of creativity.
It absolutely is gross. The arguments that people are using for it are just ridiculous.
No. They're bullshit.
Yes, you're right. Because it takes away the human soul completely in art. It makes art soulless.
Beyond that, you cannot artificially complete something that the artist didn't do themselves and call it art. Don't people get that basic fact?
No, they don't. Greed steps in there.
Well, maybe they'll get sued and they'll find out that there's another side to that.
That would be sweet.
Currently, the family of Michael Schumacher, the race car legend, is suing one of the AI geniuses for creating a false and fake interview with their father, and they're getting sued for it.
I would do the same thing instantly.
No AI necessary when Frank Zappa went into the studio then or now. That's a joke about now. Before he moved on from Chunga's Revenge, he did an album called Funky Nothingness, and it's finally going to be released at the end of June on the 30th. And you might think, what is this? But it's put together by his boys out of the vaults. And when I say his boys, I mean his son Amit and Zappa historian and vault keeper Joe Travers. So they finished it and mixed it. And it's coming out, a 2-LP vinyl. Pretty cool stuff from Frank all these years later. Funky Nothingness.
I'd be willing to bet money there are a few more albums in his vaults that have not seen the light of day.
I'm not touching that bet because you are absolutely right.
I guess we need to find out from Vegas what the over-under is, though.
They're too busy trying to set that line on the Prince Estate right now.
They ain't got enough time to do that.
Marcus, we lost a great human rights activist who masqueraded as an artist all his life. All he did was win Oscars and Grammys and all that stuff, all the while forwarding the rights of human beings of all colors and religions and aspects to get together and live on one planet.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town.
The great Harry Belafonte passed this week at, God bless him, age 96.
One of the greatest human beings to ever walk the earth in our lifetime. And we are definitely lucky that we lived when Harry Belafonte lived, because you're right, man. We need more Harry Belafontes in this world.
Also passing this week was Mark Stewart. He was the leader of the post-punk band The Pop Group. He died at age 62 on Friday morning, and no cause has been given. But it was a shocker for all those he influenced, and the reach was large, Marcus. Love to his family at this very difficult time.
Absolutely a person who had a big influence on a lot of musicians.
On the Bent News update, here's Marcus with a new release update.
May 19th, a big day. Save those quarters, dollars, pennies, and dimes. Dave Matthews has Walk Around the Moon dropping. Def Leppard's Drastic Symphonies is coming out. The Ghost Phantomime EP, which we've spoken about, a covers EP, which is going to be ridiculous, is coming out. Graham Nash's Now album will be released, and Neil Schon's Journey Through Time is coming out. You've got Paul Simon's Seven Psalms being released, and he was in a creative funk for a long time, and during the pandemic got inspired. So it'll be wonderful to hear what he has to sing to us. And then there's this really cool looking various artists album called Gary Crowley's Punk and New Wave Volume 2. This is a 4-CD box set: The Clash, The Ramones, Devo, The Cure, The Jam, Psych Furs, Gen X, XTC, and so many more. And yes, has Mirror to the Sky coming out.
All on May 19th. Monday, we've got a new episode releasing The Police in all their glory and all their dysfunction. It's going to be a fun ride Monday on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And that's it for this Bent News update. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you know when you need to know.
Get bent.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.